Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 31st. Rachel, what does that mean?
It's Halloween today.
It's Halloween today. And you know what? We're getting a rainy day.
It's true. I honestly feel like this has been the longest Halloween of my life. Like,
why?
Because Saturday was Halloween. We were like working.
Right.
Or like, people have been celebrating Halloween. I mean, usually it's like a day and then you know, Christmas decorations.
But they have to build up to it, you know, because it is just one day.
People well, I think because Halloween fell on a Tuesday this year, and usually if it like falls on like a Friday or Saturday, it's just like that couple days, and then it's like over.
Yeah.
I feel like it's carried on till now. I thought I forgot yesterday. I was like, isn't yesterday Halloween? You know, because I still see people in costumes, and it wasn't Halloween.
Yeah, you know, but you have the pumpkin patches, you have the costume stores, and all that. You know, they got to make some money, so you got to start a month in advance at least.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting because I was wondering, you know, we've had summer, endless summer here, but I always remember Halloween being cold and rainy.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure enough, we got rain.
Yeah, I went to the parade one year, and then the next year we did Halloween at one of the hotel party things, and it was pouring, torrential downpour. So the whole... trying to get back to like West Hall, it was just a nightmare because everyone's out in the parade, and then cars are trying to get to pick, you know, Ubers are trying to pick people up, and it's just raining,
and people are in
their makeup, girls are in these wigs. It's pretty funny.
You can't get me to get into those situations, man. I'd rather
there's
stay
so
home.
Many. Have you been to the parade they do in West Hollywood? It's a lot of people.
A Halloween parade.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. It's cool. I did it one time.
Yeah.
You know. But
yeah.
I don't need to do it again.
Yeah, I'll watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. Right?
The next good thing to be in there, you know?
Yeah.
So this is cool. Go out there, enjoy your Halloween. People are going like, be careful of cannabis laced candy. I'm like,
that's propaganda.
Yeah,
no one would give away
expensive.
Their weed candy.
Exactly. Who the hell would do that? You know, so it's crazy. You know,
it's people propaganda. I got into the elevator with this woman yesterday because she was mentioning to this guy, this other guy that we rode up with, like he smoked cigarettes. I was like, oh man, you know, why are you smoking cigarettes? That stuff will kill you. You should smoke weed. He's like, I used to smoke weed in college, and the woman tried to tell me that weed causes more cancer because you hold it in your lungs longer. I was like, dude, you're not a scientist. There's no scientist in this building, because she got off on the third floor. I was like, that's propaganda. Like, where do people get this information from? I think they just come up with a story in their head.
Yeah.
Because actually CBD has been linked to kill cancer causing cells.
Right.
So they're finding out that it actually does the opposite. So.
Well, I don't know. I just, as a smoker of cigarettes and marijuana for many years, I can tell you that I've often felt the marijuana hurts your lungs more. And I'll tell you why in a different way. But it is because you hold it longer.
Any kind of combustion in your lungs.
But listen,
but you're not supposed to
your,
hold it in like that.
What?
You're not supposed to. Like, it doesn't get you higher if you hold it in longer.
Right, but when you do, that's what happens, you know, and then you cough a lot and it makes your system really sensitive to smoke. But at the same time, look, you're right. There's no evidence. We know more people die from lung cancer from smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. But you know what the interesting thing is? People also ask me, why don't you quit cigarettes? And I'm like, look, I finally saw a line from someone who feels the same thing. I was reading about Rodney Dangerfield, and what he said was he used to smoke both.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I can't quit cigarettes because I smoke weed. And when I smoke a joint, I need to light a cigarette after. So you have to quit both when you're a cigarette smoker.
You'll quit when you get sick.
Because you associate both of them. Do you know people that like...
there's no
they
connection
only smoke
to
when
weed
they drink?
And cigarettes.
You know, some people only smoke when they drink.
Yeah.
No, there's no connection, but in my head there is.
In for you because of the act of smoking, the oral fixation.
The association, you know. I mean, maybe I used to enjoy smoking cigarettes when I first got high, and then just went on, you know. But I know that's where
you'll
I'm stuck right now.
You'll quit when you have
now.
To. Like Casey, he had no choice.
I know. I don't want to get to that point, for crying out loud. We'll see.
You won't.
Yeah.
We won't let you because I'm going to make you quit before.
Yeah.
I could just harass you. Like, what it could be like, instead of sexual harassment, it's just cigarette harassment. I've actually harassed someone enough.
But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It has to come from the person, you know? And we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of warnings out there, warning signs, you know. I mean, my mom smokes. She coughs like shit. And, you know, you have, people that get sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, heart disease, shit like that. But I don't know, man. Anyway, so a couple of things. We have a fascinating guest here today, and she brought a friend too. We'll be joined by her in just a moment. I think she's a tourist, or I hope you are, right? Or otherwise, I'm totally off. But you're from Australia, though, right? Don't talk yet. Just tell me. She is from Australia. Okay. We don't know if she lives here or if she's visiting, but we'll find out soon enough. Just a couple of things. I guess the iPhone 10 has finally come out, and good luck getting one. But they're saying that there's some annoying things about it and things like that. So we'll see how that plays out.
Hear about the engineer who got fired because his daughter put up a video of the iPhone 10 in the Apple cafeteria?
Really?
Yeah, she put up a YouTube. She didn't have any followers, but this one video for some reason went viral because, you know, people like searching the iPhone 10 stuff. And it says specifically in Apple, when you work at Apple, I don't think you can take videos in Apple. It's like a breach of, you know, there's like confidentiality or whatever. And
especially when they tried so much.
When she put up the video, there was like confidential things that she saw. Like there was like numbers and emails and she obviously wasn't thinking. He got fired. He worked there for 4 years.
Wow. I mean, Apple works so hard on keeping wraps on everything. Yeah.
Well, they do. They have leaks a lot, but this was just kind of like to another level, you know?
Yeah. So in related news, I guess now there's a big debate about the hamburger emoji.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
They put the cheese on the bottom. What an
idiot.
They
put the cheese on the bottom, and that's Google, right?
No one eats cheeseburgers with cheese on the bottom.
And Apple put it on top.
No one does that.
Right. But then they're saying Apple did it wrong because they put the lettuce on the bottom.
Oh, so, and no one also no one does that either.
Yeah, exactly. So, so there's like experts on this, right?
Yeah.
The cheese must be on top. So now somebody
no
says they're
the
both
lettuce
wrong.
On the bottom, they will get soggy. There's a there's an order. There's a specific order in the way things go.
But do we really care about it on the emoji? Who cares? I mean, that people notice shit like that.
They do. There's redheads don't have their own emojis.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we'll have to get a redhead one.
Yeah.
There's emojis for shit, but there's not.
That's ice cream.
Right? Ice cream?
Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to be? It's
supposed to be.
Nah.
No one uses it for that.
Yeah, I know. Ice cream?
They actually, no, they have an ice cream emoji. I don't know. It's supposed to be like it's a swirl. You know what it is. You know what it is.
With eyes, a piece of shit with eyes. All right, well, we're going to stay away from the shit, folks, and we're going to bring in our guests right now. We're visited today by Serena de Comoran. No, I didn't say it right at all. Comarman?
Dikamarmond, that's right.
Dikamarmond, okay. I'll let you say it, okay? But because I sometimes butcher names. Serena, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I loved the segue from emoji shit to Serena Dikamarmond. I
know. There you go, you know?
Well, it's either that or together. We talk about American politics, so either way, it's just shit, you know? Just shit.
So we better
talk
about dating and matchmaking today
than
do that. And let's acknowledge your friend here, introduce your friend to us.
I'm here with actually one of the hosts on my upcoming show, Kate Nielsen. Say hi, Kate.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. Kate,
thanks
welcome
for having
show.
Us.
Of course, of course. What show are you talking about, Serena?
So I'm actually working on a pilot for a TV show at the moment based on what I do for a living, which is my matchmaker vacations. But I guess we'll get into that later.
Yeah, matchmaker vacations, Rachel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
Sounds good to
Rachel?
Me.
Single Rachel?
I've
truthfully never been single in my life. I've had a boyfriend since I was 15 years old. I'm in a very happy relationship. I've never been the girl that's ever had a problem I've attracted all the wrong men.
Yeah.
I'm with an amazing guy right now. We've been together for a year. He's a great guy. I'd hopefully like to settle down with him one day.
Aww.
No, not really either.
So she's not a potential client. Let's put it
that
way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Serena.
I'll just focus on you.
Yeah, Sam, on the other hand.
No, well, you know. But we'll talk a little about that and everything. But and you also wrote a book.
Yes.
But so the show That you're planning. What is that? Tell us a little bit about that.
So the backstory is that I own a company called iHeart Matchmaking. So it's my my little passion project. And what it basically is it's a singles vacation company. So I take usually about 20 men and 20 women overseas to a tropical island, and we basically spend a week over there.
So it's like in a group. It's not just like you're planning for a couple to meet. So it's
that
a
sounds like
setting.
An amazing reality show. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
like, I love all the best reality.
Yeah. So you know basically, we're there for a whole week, and
no, but they're not matched yet when they go on the trip, right? They go singles, or are they already matched and then they go on the trip?
Is that how you choose them? Because you know that potentially that they're going to find you choose a group of people who.
That's right. Well, what I do is I advertise the trip, and obviously people come in and they start purchasing tickets so that they can come along.
Okay.
But as they come along, I actually spend a lot of time with them on the phone, and I like to get to know these people really, 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 really deeply, you know?
Right, right.
And so as they come along, a new girl will sign up, and I'll get to know her, and it'll start happening. Oh, I think Peter will be great.
Yeah.
And what about Nathan? And blah, blah, blah. So when we're actually on the trips, every single day they get to go on a match-made dream date. And my dream dates are basically very romantic and very magical.
I'm sure. Wow. So it's like you're in a movie or something, you know? I mean, you go into
It's like The Bachelorette.
Yeah,
crossed
with Survivor,
like Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah, with a bit of Love Island thrown in there for good measure. Yeah,
with like a spice of Australian. You know what I mean? Of Aussie, right?
Well, one thing that I'm aiming to do with this show, though, which is completely different from all of the other ones, is that it's all about actually building people up, making them feel good about themselves, and portraying them to an audience as good people, you know, as opposed to tearing them down,
which is what we do, and so we like watching people be
getting
bad,
teared
you know
down,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it sells,
especially
it
on these reality shows. Like
you
the worse they are, they'll almost. We like push them up on a pedestal almost and give them their own reality show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's still a lot of drama on my show because people are naturally very dramatic. And, you know, when it comes to dating, there's lots of happiness, tears, kisses, clandestine moments. But the team don't drag anybody down. We're not there backstabbing people, insulting people, and
it's
focusing on that.
Right.
Yeah, it is a first. Will America love it? Don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We do like these shows, and we have a fascination with dating and with love, like anything else. You know, it is almost like, because like I'm a huge Housewives fan. I love Bravo TV. Mm-hmm. It's like my life, I swear. When I'm not out living my life, I'm like hiding in my bed with like, you know, takeout and Bravo. I think that ultimately our fascination is with the wealthy, with the rich, and with people falling in love. That's
correct.
Why we love the shows like Bachelorette and these dating shows, and even the ones that they did back in the like the Cheater. We have a fascination with it, so it's really cool you guys are putting a positive
spin on it.
Because also, you know, what we see on the media reflects down into our culture too, right? So it's like,
Now, the people that go on the vacation, do they get to know each other before, like as a group?
No.
And they have no idea who else is going on.
That's
it's
exactly
a surprise
right.
when they get
Completely
there.
Secret.
So they can't look each other up on Facebook and start doing the stalking.
But now what happens if like, you know, everybody pairs up except a couple and they're left and they're like really not interested in each other? What happens?
Well,
like,
as I said,
part of the drama, right?
Well, they get dream dates every day. So I'm the matchmaker and I've matched them up with somebody, and they go on those dates, and usually the first couple of dates no one really knows each other yet, so everyone's excited and optimistic. But come day three and day four, a girl might already hate that guy because she's seen the way he's been acting, but she's thrown into the date anyway. So it's really interesting how it all unfolds.
That would be interesting.
And you go to the vacations with them, right?
Yeah,
you're there
that's
like
right.
guiding them and
that's right.
yeah, being the
because
support.
Because in the evenings we do group activities. So like I plan, you know, like we have a frat party, a white party, we go out on a yacht. We do lots of sort of different group activities, and they're the fun part because it's in the evening and people get a bit loose, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
the
their
alcohol
true selves
starts
come out.
Flowing, yeah. And at that point, we get rid of the normal cameramen and we go on hidden GoPros.
Oh, really?
So after three drinks, they kind of forget that they're being filmed, and that's when the magic really happens.
I guess it does, right. But they do know they're on camera. They just don't know where the camera is. They feel alone.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, like I just finished filming a reality TV show in Australia where I'm a cast member. It's called Instant Hotel. And you really do forget about the cameras. And the first couple of days of filming, you're trying to act like this and shoulders back and all very articulate. But by the end of the series, you just don't give a shit, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, do you also have to make the trips as far as, like, age range and things like that? You're 100%. Not going to mix, right?
Yeah.
Right, so.
So I do two different age ranges. Okay. So I do 26 to 39 years of age and then 40 to 55. Okay. 40 to 55 we call second chance at love because most people that are in that age bracket have been either married or in a long-term relationship.
Right.
Whereas with the younger group, it's a little bit more...
It's different. Yeah. It's different. Different generation and everything.
Yeah.
But if you're 55 plus, you're shit out of luck as far as you're
55 plus,
concerned.
You know, like yeah, my
go
dad...
Go find your own.
My dad all the time, he keeps saying to me, Baba, I'll help you. We'll plan.
Yeah, right?
You know, he's got all these crazy ideas. And
for like
yeah.
that.
That's
yeah.
You probably
yeah.
will get there one day. You
yeah,
know
maybe.
I mean?
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
One day. I also feel... I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I feel like my generation, I'm 30.
Yes.
So I feel like there's half of us got married really young, and then there's like a chunk of us like that just haven't gotten married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of whatever, we chose to pursue our dreams or, you know, financially we just weren't there or...
Or long-term that hasn't worked
right,
out.
Right. Like, you know, because it's like, it wasn't like how it is for our parents because like at our age, like when... Our parents were in their mid-20s. Most of them had a house. They had their career. You know, they had a couple kids, perhaps, right? So have you noticed that shift, too, where there's, like, a shift in how people are later getting married and stuff?
100%. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm 38. But even being 30 years of age, you find that, you know, like the apps and dating and things like that, it is something that's come on in the last 10 years.
Right.
And prior to that, we used to date what I like to call in reality as opposed to virtually. And so the reason I started this company is because I wanted to bring the reality back to dating because, you know, when you're on a Tinder app or Bumble or whatever, there is no chemistry. There is no spark. There is no none of that.
You can also portray any person you want to be. There's no authenticity in dating.
I was looking on Bumble last night. I was in just purely for
research.
Purely
right?
for research purposes. And, you know, just one-line explanations for who they are. And you know, it's just... I think that this is the biggest reason why there's so many people in their 30s that aren't in relationships yet because they're not... It's actually taboo to be sitting in a bar and going up to a girl and saying, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Right.
You know, women are now conditioned to be like, are you serious?
Yeah,
you
like,
jerk?
Don't talk
like,
to me.
Get the hell away
right.
from me.
Right. Well, that's how... If I'm that kind of girl, though, where if I go to a bar, like, I'm not... But I think the media did that where if you see a girl lonely at a bar, she's helpless. Someone buy her a drink.
But I've
like,
never seen
I
a girl
so
at a bar alone. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I've gone to bars like because I'll show up early or whatever, and like I would go and meet like when I lived in Florida. I mean, I would go. My friend was the bartender, so it wouldn't be weird for me to go sit at the bar just to talk to her. But that did not mean I wanted to be harassed by you know men, and then they would get mad at me when I was like a bitch to them. I'm like, I'm not inviting them. You know?
But they figure, you know, a woman sitting here alone, you don't see that often, you know?
That is the bar culture.
So
but it's because it's been made taboo, you know? But 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, like I grew up in the 90s.
That's how you did it.
And that's how you did it. And, you know, if a guy came up to me at a bar and said, you want to have a drink, you know, if he was, you know, good looking and things like that, I'd be like,
we've established
yeah,
that
if
you're good looking, it's fine. But if you're not, it's harassment. That's
If you're kind of creepy.
What do you think, Kate?
I don't know. I think that's double standards.
Yeah.
It is double standards because a guy might, like, we can't just be judging guys just purely on their looks. I mean, I know we do.
Yeah.
And it's society. And
we all do, you know?
We do, and it's hard not to judge. Like, we judge on a lot of things these days. But yeah, like, I'm open to it. Like, if a guy approaches me at a bar, like,
100%.
I'm like so
100%.
Open to that.
100%. Yeah. Not to say that that's bad, and I think that's the proper way to do it. I just, for me, I'm like,
it is, you know,
there's sometimes I just don't want to be bothered.
Yeah,
right?
Look, on the inside, you can say, you know, I wish he'd leave me alone, but, you know, but that's the thing, is that you have to at least be polite and diplomatic about it.
I think it's all about the approach.
Because it's so hard to approach.
I think it's about the approach, because I think that obviously, as a woman, if a guy is going to buy you a drink at a bar, your assumption as a woman, this guy wants to sleep with me.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like, you know, but from the guy's perspective, he's probably like, I want to get to know this girl.
Yeah.
And I want to sleep with her. You know what I mean?
That's always the end game. But you know? I think, again, you know, if apps did not exist, if the internet did not exist, then all of us right now would be meeting our partners the way that we've been doing
cosmically.
For
that's yeah. how I love you that. Know?
But
I
we see, wouldn't have such yeah. a big pool to choose from. That's no. one thing that it does provide, right?
That's
is
true.
That you can connect with people across the world
yes.
and actually meet the love of your life, you
yes.
know?
So I know, but I've never, I don't know things. One person in my life that's ever told me the story of I met this person across the world and we got married.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know what I mean?
Like, very rare.
I know it happens.
No, but
what
maybe
I'm
the next town over or something. That's what I mean.
Of
it
course,
doesn't
of
have
course.
To be across
no, no,
the
no.
world.
I come from a place that.
And I, by the way, I do know people that connected.
Yeah. I didn't say that it didn't yeah. happen. I'm just saying I don't know someone who, because,
right.
you know,
okay.
but what I'm saying is I come from two different places. Part of me is like, okay, I think this is the modern way of dating.
Yeah.
Just like everything else, you have to adapt. You have to adapt to the trends. And I think it's really cool you're taking the, you know, with Bumble, you're kind of like the personal algorithm, right?
Yeah.
Like you're putting the reel back into dating, but you're
right,
whatever. But yeah. I just don't like to fuck with nature.
Yeah.
And to me,
yeah.
people come into your life. That's the other part of me is like everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. But then I would hate to tell myself that if I'm 45, not married, and I've never met the love of my life. So it's like I can understand, you know, both sides of it. There's not just one right way to
yeah.
finding your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about finding what works for you and what you're comfortable with.
What you're comfortable with, of course. I think the issue that I've found with the online dating is that there's this thing called chat collectors. I don't know if you've ever heard of the concept of the chat collector before, but imagine this scenario. So, you know, you're on Tinder or you're on Bumble, you're a girl and you've started chatting to this guy. And basically, he's the first message you see when you wake up in the morning, the last message you send before you go to bed.
Right.
And you're really getting to know this guy and you've been talking for like, you know, a week, 2 weeks. And
But he's talking to 30 other women like that.
Girl's falling in love and the guy's got 30 other women and he's got no intention of meeting you, no intention of doing anything. He's just really enjoying.
Like survival of the fittest almost, like who's going to last,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, or who's he going to be able to get into bed first?
Right.
Or, you know, there's a number of scenarios going on. And so, you know, is he doing a bad thing or being dishonest? Well, not really. You know, he's allowed to chat to whoever
he wants. But maybe women do the same thing too, right?
Oh, look,
I mean,
100%.
Women get even
yes.
more chats than men
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
I'm just
right,
saying yeah. female because
I'm with you.
But chat collectors are a real issue as well because you only have a limited amount of time.
I know girls like that.
Yeah.
Collect,
yeah. No, I mean, and not just collecting, but maybe just trying to see what sticks, you know, throwing everything at the wall.
Yeah.
And
the water.
Yeah.
I know girls who do
and
it just to see who will
stuff.
Take them out to dinner so they don't have to pay for meals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that's,
I love it.
I see both sides of that.
But in all
you know?
Of these scenarios that we're talking about, all of them are having one person that's got the upper hand and another person that's wasting their time,
right.
that's talking to somebody and wasting their time. And, you know, women, like, with every heartbreak that you have, it hurts, you know,
yeah.
and it
right.
makes you not want to pursue
people. And it's also different
and
for men and women, too, because we have our biological clock and what society's
yeah.
expectations of us, and men seem to get better with age. There's no,
yes.
you know, cutoff date.
That's
so you know
true.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there is that so double true. Standard of, like, time is not on our side, whereas men,
yeah.
you know, you guys have all the time in your world. It's not like
yeah.
you're...
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll go back to the dating. By the way, Serena, you also wrote a book.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Love Me, Love Me.
Love Me, Love Me. And so that's about you got to love yourself first.
That's right.
In order to love somebody else, right?
Yeah. You've heard of the analogy that if you're in an airplane and it's going down and the oxygen mask drops, put the mask on yourself
yeah.
first before you look after everybody
right.
else.
Right, because if you're not happy, nobody's going to be happy in this situation.
Yeah,
right?
It's more about the law of attraction. And, you know, if you're not happy with yourself and if you're functioning at a 5 out of 10 kind of level in your life, that's
right.
all you're ever going to be able to attract.
Right.
So we've got to fix you first.
Right.
And make you love yourself first.
That's true.
And then what you'll start to attract will be the type of man that you deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, like attracts like. Uh-huh.
What do you think is the biggest mistake in, like, particularly my generation's of getting, like, what's the biggest mistake when they get into these relationships and they wonder, like, why isn't it working out? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Is it because they never take the time to really fully go on that journey of loving themselves and then, you know, they settle for something that, because here's my thing.
Yeah.
I think that relationships are hard anyways, even when you find that person, right? Like, most mammals aren't monogamous. I think it's like penguins and one other species, or like us. We're the only ones that we have to be with one person for the rest of our lives. But think about it. Every 5 years, you're a different person than you were the
but
5 years
before. But we don't
before.
Have to. That's the culture. I think naturally people are not supposed to be monogamous like this for their whole life.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of pressure.
I completely agree.
Sam, that's what I'm saying to you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying to you. So that's why I'm like, because I think that concept of monogamy is kind of like, it's kind of like, it's not that it doesn't exist, because I think that if you find two people who really want to be together and come from, like my parents have always been married. You know, I don't come from a family of divorce.
Right. You don't ever imagine them separate, right?
But I think
parents are
so, exactly. Yeah. And but do you also think that there's different types of relationships? Like, you know, there's even an option on Facebook where you can be in an open relationship with somebody. Right. Do those types of relationships work?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are your thoughts on...
I'm in one. So there you go.
Oh, awesome.
I'm in an open relationship.
That's so cool. Okay, cool.
Really? Wow.
A successful open relationship. Yes. People put such negative spins on that, too, in the media as well, because our culture comes from one man, one woman, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm. Kate, have you been exposed to something like that? Like an open relationship? Maybe not you, but somebody you know? Well, obviously Serena, right?
Yeah, well, Serena's probably my number one that I know. But I, personally, myself, it's not something I'd want to explore. I don't want to share my man with anyone. I can be quite possessive. Not possessive in a negative way, but I just... I don't want anyone to have what's mine. It's like, he's mine. And I think love for me and marriage is something that I value. And that's something I aspire to. I mean, I'm single at the moment,
right?
But I have been in a very long-term relationship.
You're more
where I was
traditional
engaged.
And serene.
I'm definitely way more traditional.
I'm just saying that there's because of society and because of technology and because of that temptation and instant gratification. If our generation is exploring different ways to be in relationships, that's why I asked, and that's really cool.
Do you think that like different cultures, nationalities, especially cultures, approach like the relationship thing differently depending on like your religion?
Of course, even in this country, that's up until I don't know what year, but Mormons believed in polygamy. I mean, it was even in our, you know, in our society, like there's still parts of our country that still, there's still polygamous sects that happen in this country. And I think, like there are probably other cultures, like kings that had, even in our Bible, it's like he had a million wives, right? Like it wasn't until someone's like, that's not okay, right? But we're not built to be with one person, it seems like. It's a choice we make every day,
choice,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, Serena, you decided to act on that. And so how long have you been in an open relationship?
So, I've been
now?
With my partner for 13 years now.
13?
Congratulations.
Yeah, I have two beautiful children, 8 and 12 years of age. I think... You know, as soon as you start putting boundaries on things, that's when issues and problems can arise.
Right.
And so even though we're in an open relationship, it's not like we're out going and having random sex with random strangers or anything like that. It just means that if somebody got drunk and went out and kissed somebody or something happened, that the next morning you're not getting divorced.
Yeah.
You know, it's just about having
but that's
not
also,
having rules, you know, and having trust in your relationship.
If you said that in America, some women would just be like, no.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's you're
but
in
not
Europe.
For everybody.
It's not.
Most
you know?
People would say no.
I'd say no.
Right?
In our society,
is that more common in Australia?
Australians are pretty laid back,
right?
Pretty liberal.
We
so
are
what
very
it is,
laid back,
what it is though is like every single person is different, you know, and it's about finding a partner. This is where
exactly.
a lot of relationship issues happen. If you find a partner that has the same ideals and the same values and
that's
morals
what it
as
is.
You, then everything's going to work
right.
out just
exactly.
fine. If one of you is into an open relationship and one of you isn't, forget
it's never
it.
Going
right.
to work.
It's never
exactly.
going to happen.
Yeah.
One of you is always going to be compromising,
right.
and so it's about finding that compatibility.
And how do you have that uncomfortable? It's not like, can you imagine if people just had these, because I read a really cool article that goes along with everything we were saying. It was like a New York Times article. It was like, ask these 14 questions before you get married. And it was all, everything that we kind of just, you know, like, how do you feel about sex? How do you, you know, what about religion? And then like, you have to, but it's like, how do you have these conversations?
Wow.
At what point do you have
that's
them?
That's a chapter,
you know?
in my book,
right?
actually. So
like, at what
tell
point?
Tell us about it.
Well, what I talk about is the boxes. So, right. You know, we've all got these boxes that we sort of construct. Like Kate has her boxes. My boxes...
Non-negotiables.
Yeah. Well, my boxes used to
be... Deal breakers.
I want to have a guy. He's got to be 6'2", tall, dark and handsome. I want him to be a lawyer or a doctor. Has to be one of those. Wow. Blah, blah, blah.
So you had a laundry list of everything you wanted.
You've got all of these boxes that you have. And most women and most men actually have these boxes as well. Guy, I want a blonde-haired woman and I want her to do this and blah, 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 blah. And so you walk around with all of these boundaries that you've set for yourself, and you trying to find this ideal person to fit into this box is really, really difficult. And so what I try and do in the book is teach you about the right boxes. And the right boxes are asking questions like, what do you like doing on the weekend? I love going to the market. I love sitting in my onesie on the couch and smashing a Netflix series eating junk food. If you want to like watch
with
the
me.
If you want yeah, if you want to watch the football with your mates every Saturday, then do that for the rest of your life, but you're the wrong partner for me. You know, I don't want to change my man. You know, I want to find a man that will like the same things that I do. Otherwise,
you have
it's
to,
just
right?
force. You're just constantly in force, and one person's compromising for the
right.
other.
And it's not just about all these boxes, but it's about values, right?
Values,
it's
totally, exactly.
You have to be aligned, you know. And you saw people breaking up over politics,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So right. So
that's like 101. Like, but how do you
incompatible?
Not know,
incompatible.
You know?
And so there's nothing wrong with any of these people. If you're having issues with your partner and your partner is not agreeing with the way that you act or the way that you feel,
just with
there's
the
nothing wrong,
wrong
with you. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with him. Right. You're just with the wrong people.
Right. It's you audition for a part and you don't match, you know?
You don't match.
There's no matching. And that's why we have matchmakers like Serena. You guys can check out your website. Tell people what your website is so they can check it out.
So it is www.iheartmatchmaker.com. No, matchmaking.com. I don't even know my own.
I with an I.
Yeah.
Not well, E-Y-E-I.
I mean, I think... We you know, I feel like there would be a lot less divorce if we just learned how to be...
If you learned how to date.
Learned how to date, exactly, and how to value yourself in the world of dating. And because there's no shame in putting yourself first when it comes to finding the right partner, mm-hmm. because then you won't mm-hmm. have to sacrifice, you know, yourself. Because that's what you do when you're with the wrong
and
person.
And it's sad because the divorce rate in the United States
climbing.
Is like...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it, 60-70%?
More
now?
Than half, over
like
half.
It's scary. It's like, what happened?
Yeah. Well, it's our culture of hurt, you know, like it was almost like, I mean, that's just what I thought growing. I think it was a big shock for me because I'm still coming to terms with like, I'm not going to be like how my parents were, you know, but that's the vision we all had growing up. So I think a lot of us did what we were expected to do because... At least I grew up in Vegas and I, you know, in a pretty affluent, like, society of Las Vegas. So, like, a lot of people that I grew up with could afford to settle down. They didn't have to worry about going out and getting that job because they could go and work for their family. Mm. And it was like the next step was to find that partner. And, like, that was a mission in life, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot, I know kids who did that and they're already divorced because they did what they were expected to do. They didn't take the time. They got married so young, they didn't take the time to find out who they really were.
Right.
And they married the person that their parents thought they should marry. And it completely was the wrong person. Mm. I mean, it was an extravagant wedding and I can only imagine the divorce, right? But I just never wanted to be like that.
Yeah. No. So. It's also a case as well with women, especially when they start hitting their 30s, mm-hmm. where they start thinking, okay, TikTok, mm-hmm. I want to have a baby, I want to have this, I want to have that. And so what do? They start to settle. And one thing that I talk about with loving yourself is if you actually love yourself, what that means is you love yourself like you love your best mate. So if Kate over here told me that a guy that she was dating had called her a bitch or a dog or had, you know, like... throwing something on the ground in front of her and the plate had smashed or something like that, I would lose my mind. Oh. I would make her leave that person.
Right. Yeah.
I'd go around and find that person and punch him in the face probably as well. but when it comes to ourselves and those things are happening to us, we're sort of like, yeah, but I'm still... Oh, don't
you
really
make excuses.
Yeah.
For her.
You know? And I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
I've had all these morals and I've taught my girlfriends like never ever put up with these sort of standards from a guy if they're treating you like that. But then when it comes to me, and I've been in that situation where it's happened to me, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not even taking my own
advice
anymore.
Exactly.
And now my friends are like looking at me going like, Kate, you've
really
had all
takes
these
when
values.
It,
you're not
it's loving
you,
anymore.
Yeah. Loving yourself. And also when you experience some being with, because I dated all the wrong, who just never loved me really. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might have loved me as a you know, as like, I don't want you to die because you're a human, but like the real me. And then it took really like finding someone who just unconditionally never wants to change. Like my man does not, there's nothing mm-hmm. I could do that I'd be like, you know, he would ever put me down about. Like the core of who I am, he accepts. And I've never really had that, because usually you've been with guys who just tear you down for even the color shirt you're wearing. Yeah. Or I had a guy who hated the color of my nail polish. He would give me a hard time about just the dumbest things. Just, you know what I mean?
Small stuff.
Dumbest things. Like, it was never going to work out.
Yeah. So Serena has a website also, iHeartTravel.net.au, right?
Yes.
Now, and we were talking about these vacations. Now, you know, I expected this to be like really expensive. I was going to tell you, like, this is like for rich people, but it really isn't, right?
No, it's not.
I'm looking here and I'm going, you know, five payments of $199, that's nothing to.
Is that Australian prices?
No, no. Well, no, on iHeartMatchmaking.com, right? It's the American site, okay, so all of the prices are in US dollars.
Oh, so .com, okay, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
But it's still affordable, right?
I mean, it's so affordable. It's,
yeah.
And the reason for that is, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 12 years, so I have other businesses that I own, and I've made my money. I'm doing okay out there in the world. And so this is my passion project.
Ah.
This is about me giving back to society, because my philosophy is, if I can influence one person, then the ripple effect from that person talking about it will go on and on and on.
Like a pay it forward.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah, this exactly. is, I mean, so for something not a like this, it's
big
nothing.
Earner or anything like that for me. It's more about just, you know, it's fun.
Right.
And you get to help you're people fall in love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Check this out.
It's a service. You're offering a service to people.
We've had babies. Yeah, and I just I love that, you know.
Do you get invited to the wedding?
Oh, totally.
Do you ever perform the wedding?
Well, I actually just became a celebrant. Oh, so like, there you go. So cool. Yeah, for that reason.
Because then you can tell that's cool. My mom she was a judge, so she got to marry people, and it's really cool because to have someone like that marry you to tell your story and
part of it.
I love that.
And
I love
it's rewarding. It's so rewarding.
Yeah, it's like, extremely.
It's
so cool.
It's a product of your.
But one thing you mentioned before, you were sort of talking about people from different sides of the country getting together. And so with the iHeart Travel trips, basically it's people from all over the country. So they could be from any state.
And where do you pick the vacations? Like, where have you gone?
So traditionally they've been in Australia. We're just launching in America now. Oh, so the ones in America we've got coming up are sort of in places like Playa del Carmen and Cabo, the Bahamas. We're doing a one for lesbians and one
for
gay men as well. Pride. You have paradise.
One, and then you have one for adults only, which sounds a little sexy.
Yeah, so that's a little bit sexy, a little bit racy. I like to keep them separate, though, because I say to people, if you're coming on a normal singles matchmaker holiday, you're coming because you're looking for a partner. So you're coming with the mindset that you really want to find somebody that you connect with and to settle down with. Whereas if you go to my Lover's Island one, that's much more about you're single, you're open to finding somebody, but you're kind of there you're there to have a bit of fun. And I like separating them, because if you separate them, it means that there won't be that confusion.
Exactly. There's not going to be that conflict all the time.
That compatibility is ticked.
Exactly. You know, because people are there for the same reason.
That's right.
There you go. You don't have to pretend.
No, exactly. Which is
very
important.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. I would do this. I mean,
which one?
Cool.
Lovers Island? Or?
All of them. All of them.
Pride in Paradise.
But you know what? I don't fall in your age groups here, so I'm totally out of luck this time.
We're going to have to work on that one then.
I know. You're going to have to create another niche. I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
People my age can be just as sexy and just as...
I thought you had a girl.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people my age.
Honestly, it has purely been logistics. It's like these trips take a lot of time and a lot of effort to do. We can only do one every couple of months, and so it's just hasn't, you know, and it's also supply and demand. So putting one out there for people that are sort of over 60, like, you know, are we going to get the people coming in and be able to match them up?
Yeah.
We don't know, but we're going to have to.
Most of them are married.
Yeah, but there are a lot of widowers out there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like, there's a lot of people. And it is something that I would love to help people with, because, I mean, imagine being 75 and your wife or your husband dies. I mean,
that happened to my grandfather.
It's a terrifying time.
He spent most of probably more of his life alone than he had with her.
Yeah. And, you know, my dad's 71, and I tell you, he is the coolest dude in the entire world.
Right.
And I know if he was single, he would be ready to mingle. You know? So, you know, you might be 70, but you're not dead. So,
your dad's a good 71-year-old.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't see him his age.
Actually, yeah, I would fall between the cracks because you see, you're associating like plus 55 with like 70 and 75. I wouldn't hang out with someone 75. I'm 57.
57.
So I would fall right between the cracks there because I wouldn't be able to go to the 40 to 55 and the 55 plus wouldn't interest me. So
there
you go.
It's such but a that's hard okay. one, you know. It's a
but
hard
listen,
one.
I'm not your target market.
Yeah.
Your target market is all these people like in the pictures, beautiful, young, they're ready for their lives, they want to start a family, whatever they want to do. This is a great opportunity, you know.
I'm just looking for people that are ready for love. You know, that they've been out there in the real world and it hasn't worked out for them.
Have you encountered just like bad people with bad intentions, like who don't?
No, I'm
because you weed them out pretty.
I have one story out of the entire thing that we've been doing because I really vet these people. But one guy actually lied and he told his girlfriend that he was on a football vacation and he'd come along with his mate and he told us that he was single. And so one girl fell madly in love with him and they like were inseparable from the get go. You know, they jumped out of the dating pool because you're allowed to opt out if you found someone, you don't have to keep going on dates. And I ended up having to scrape the poor girl off the floor the night before finishing the trip. She was just devastated because she'd gone and stalked him to learn more about this man she'd fallen in love with, and he had a girlfriend. So that was really awful. And you know, on the last day, nobody would talk to him because I think everybody sort of thought, you have completely just shat on the whole sentiment of what we're trying to do here.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Yeah.
So it was
so
awful.
Kate, have you been on one of those trips?
No, I haven't, but I am like co-hosting the new show, so I will get to experience it firsthand.
That's true.
Some of the contestants.
That's so cool.
But it's going to be
exciting.
Yeah,
but you got to put yourself on. Are you in a relationship now?
I'm not, but I'm looking.
Right.
I really do want
to. So you need to
really
go on the frigging trip.
Mm-hmm. I know I do need to. I will be on there. I will be on there. And I will be
maybe
on there.
There'll be maybe there'll be someone who just, you know, didn't
never
find anyone in the dating pool.
Indeed, that'd be exciting, actually.
Yeah, but
No. We'll see. This can't happen because we've had a situation where one of the, because we have hosts that come on the trips that kind of run the trips for me, you know, like the fun sort of party people,
the organizers.
That think Dirty Dancing and like the organizers, you know.
Oh my gosh, so
and one girl decided to go off, like one girl that worked for me decided to go off with one of the male daters, and again that was just
No.
He was completely shunned. Nobody wanted anything to do with him. I had to actually fire her.
Right.
Not completely, but, you know, removed from the trip because everyone hated her. So, yeah, I think that a really weird thing happens on these trips. At the very beginning, the staff and myself and the daters are very close. But as time goes by, we get quite segregated. It's almost an us and them sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they start looking at me instead of being their friend that they love and wanting to hang with me because I'm like the center of it all to like, it's like I'm the teacher.
That's true, right?
And they like hide from me and don't tell me, like, don't tell Serena.
You're the authority.
We're gonna have
a
cigarette.
Yeah.
Don't tell Serena that we're gonna like sneak a bottle of beer into the room. By the end of it, I'm sitting in the corner like bored, you know. It kind of sucks.
That's
very cool. So Serena, how can you started an American website too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So what's that one?
So that's iHeartMatchmaking.com. So with the show that we're making at the moment, we finished filming the pilot. At the moment, we're shopping it around, hoping to get it on somewhere like Bravo.
I could totally see it on Bravo.
You know, I did an interview with them yesterday, and the whole time in between interview questions, I was like, so by the way, can you introduce me to like the person that, you know, buys all the TV show to? But it'll be with Americans, which will be completely new for us. And I think the philosophy is the Aussies are going to show the Americans kind of how we roll.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah. That we're doing, that the show is going to be based on a real life business concept.
Yeah.
And it's a fun concept. So,
yeah.
It's not staged. It's very, 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 very real.
Everything's all so cool. Organic and authentic. Cool. And
hey, you know, if people are serious about this, this is where you go. A great vacation under $1,000. You get to probably meet someone, beats anything that I know. that yeah. I've heard about. You know, yeah. this is a great idea.
Thank you. You know, two cool things about it as well. One is that people always tell me the friends that they make on this trip
right.
are the most, like, almost better than the dating. For men that are sort of in their mid-30s, you know, a lot of them are struggling to have close friends because some have got married, some have moved away. And men making friends, unless you're a very charismatic guy, it just doesn't happen.
It's like, have you seen that movie, I Love You, Man?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, totally. It's so funny. Where totally. Have you seen that movie, Sam?
No, no.
The whole concept is this couple, they're getting married. Paul Rudd is the husband who's getting married to, I forget what.
I like Paul Rudd.
The really beautiful, I forget what her name is. She's in all those Judd Apatow movies. But anyways, she has all of her bridesmaids, but he doesn't have anyone to yeah. be his groomsmen. Yeah. So he has to find, like, audition, like, friends yeah. to so he can have, like, a groom's
yeah, have,
party.
Yeah, have male friends. So one thing that happens on these trips is that these men become friends with these men. And one of the greatest gifts for me is, like, I add everybody on Facebook after the trip, and I see them interacting. It would be like, hey, James, I'm coming down to Perth next week. Are you around? Yeah, man, you know? And it's just, it's really beautiful.
You're just bringing people together.
Just bringing people together. And, like, they're just almost forced to interact with each other because, you know, a guy's never going to go up to a guy at the bar and go, hey, bro, notice that you were alone. Do you want to hang out?
Right.
Should we go get ribs and watch
like, that's
football?
Worse than going up to a girl.
Yeah, it's, like, so creepy.
Right?
I know, right?
Oh, my yeah. God. That's in, like, and I Love You, Man. He ends up kissing him at the end of the
power,
night.
The power of the word hello, like the power of just saying hi to somebody is just so strong, and people are just so afraid of interacting
that's
nowadays.
True, right?
But, yeah. And
you're afraid of the response
you're
from other
of
people.
Right?
You know, I mean,
technology is taking
human
over.
Human interaction,
like
the idea yeah. of just having to talk
that's
to
right,
people.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
I'm
know?
Feeling now, even if I just look at a woman, it's going to be like sexual harassment
yeah,
or perceived
though.
As
yeah,
that.
That's
you know?
But that's
it's
where
really
it's gone.
Sad.
That's
sad
where
that
it's gone.
Come to that.
That's where it's gone. That's where we're at now. Yeah. But I reckon we can pull it back. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
For the entire documented history of human beings, we've always relied on hand-to-hand combat, on face-to-face
right.
communication. It's only been in the last 10 years that we've lost ourselves in our little black
in the digital
in
world.
The digital world.
Social media.
I don't think digital
yeah.
world is bad, but I just think we can't abandon one world for another.
Some
exactly.
people are going to grow up completely online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, this generation.
The next
yeah.
generation,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they're babies. I've seen
the
it.
The baby's born
babies
now,
just
you know.
Know
they,
how
yeah.
to
they do.
Oh,
My son's 12, you know, and he's just started going through puberty, God love him, and you know he's just started to. You can see like this, the girl thing. It's gone from you're disgusting to oh, I kind of like this girl.
Right.
And I don't want his first date to be derived from a screen. You know, I
right.
want him to have the confidence to be able to go up to a girl in the schoolyard and say
right.
hi. I think your hair's really pretty. Do you want to go and share
yeah.
a juice box with me?
Right.
You know,
I mean, they won't even talk on the phone anymore. It's just like texting.
Oh my God, I used to
know?
Love talking
right.
on the phone.
Right.
I used to love talking on the phone
yeah.
with boys, and then you would like three-way with your girlfriends.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
they'd
yeah,
just
yeah.
be like, David's
or when you were out,
right
you'd have to use a phone box to like
yeah,
call
right.
someone because
yeah.
we didn't have mobile phones. It's
right.
like oh, we've
yeah.
you just had to show up when you said you were going to be somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Otherwise,
there's no ghosting. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just call home phones.
All right, folks. We're just about out of time, Serena
yep.
and Kate. Serena, tell people how they can find you, how they can contact you, social media, whatever.
Amazing. So if you're interested in finding out more about Matchmaker Vacations, then please visit iHeartMatchmaking.com. And the book Love Me, Love Me is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, everywhere. Check it out and fall in love with yourself, and then you will find the one.
Awesome. And social media?
Are you on
there?
Instagram?
Yeah,
yeah
so you can follow me on SerenaDC_official or
okay.
iHeart Matchmaking. And you can follow Kate on...
Yeah. I'm under KNielsen333. That's
okay.
on my Instagram account, yeah.
There you go. And you guys, if you're looking for someone, there's a beautiful woman for
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kate is available.
Beautiful, beautiful woman, sexy accent. You got all the whole thing. And thank you also for joining us, Kate.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
and
thank you so much. That was so much fun.
That was
yeah.
a great conversation.
So you thought an hour would be a long time, but I told you we'd fill it quickly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So Serena, please pronounce your last name again for me.
So it's DeCamarmond, but I go by Serena DC
okay,
for obvious
Serena
reasons.
Serena DC, yeah, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Even I still
told
get it wrong.
That in the beginning.
yeah.
I like your last name.
But
it sounds
it
very
is.
Like...
It's French. It's actually pronounced
DeCamarmond, right?
DeCamarmond, but you don't go around saying that.
De cor maman, I can say
that. Yeah, I kind of say it like that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We didn't even get to talk about you and your background and everything, so maybe you'll come back next time. Yeah, are you guys visiting now?
I live in LA.
Oh, you
but
do?
Serena's just here for
I'm visiting from Melbourne, but I'll be back in January, so I'd love to come and say hi to you guys again.
Yeah.
Give you some updates.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we would have found her a man by then.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Nothing
if you're in
exciting.
LA, yeah, we'll find you somewhere.
Come
no
on,
problem.
Guys,
you're welcome back.
I know a really good 57-year-old radio presenter that's single.
Oh my God, folks. Oh my God. You guys are attacking me from all directions. Ladies, thank you again
thank
so much
you.
For coming. We really appreciate it. Much success to you and everybody. Catch those trips. It sounds amazing to me. And you get to go to Mexico and Bali and, my God, Cabo.
All the places to find love.
Yeah, you picked
Island.
Really the best place.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, folks. Thank you all for joining us. Rachel, thank you.
Always.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.